on my mic situation here. All right. So, happy Easter. He is risen. So, no prayer concerns that were noted before starting to this morning. So we're going to dive into birthdays. For birthdays today, April 17th, we have Ryan Campbell, Catherine Phillips, and Virginia Reitenberg. Then later on in the week, we have Sandra Bowerman and Kim Norton. Listening to them. Happy birthday to you. And no anniversaries for this week that were noted. Any out in the crowd here for this week? Nope. All right, so the announcements are on the back of your bulletin. If you see, there is a healthy congregation workshop going on in a couple weeks here at the church. The times are noted. Dinner will be provided. It's to help grow the church and bring it back and to help us move forward strong after Pastor Sue retires. And then there are pies here on site, I was told. So if you need a pie for later today or in general, contact Pastor Sue and she can get you one. And then there are other announcements of different meetings going on this week and the coming weeks. There's also an extra paper in your bulletin. It notes who donated these lovely flowers up here on the altar. If you were someone who donated flowers, you can take them after the service. Let's see. I knew I would have to stall. It's fine. Oh, we have a lot of time. Well, how did everyone like that snow we had last night? More of a white Easter than white Christmas. It's fine.
We're waiting on the radio, so we have very few announcements.
I know. There were a lot less than we thought.
That's all right. So that's snow. Yeah. All right. So we're going to stall for a couple minutes because the radio's not on until 11:05, and we didn't have many announcements. All right. Can you hear me now? It's always good to check, right? So, I understand there was an Easter egg hunt downstairs this morning for kids. Is that right? The Easter bunny came? Yeah? Do you know what? The Easter bunny came to me, too. I haven't opened it yet. I think I better wait till later because I may be tempted. So I will wait. Yeah. But thank you to the Easter Bunny for bringing me an Easter egg. Did you find lots? Yeah? Cool. Did you get candy inside? Yes, I don't know what was inside because the Easter Bunny brought them. So what was inside your eggs this morning? Can't hear you. I can't hear you. What was in the eggs? Anything? Jelly beans. What else was in the eggs? Anything?
Smarties.
Oh, yum. Don't let me have your eggs. So did you get lots and lots? You get lots and lots. The girls up here are shaking their heads. Yes? Oh, here comes one now. Make sure you don't leave any behind. Pastor Sue may pick it up and eat your goodies. Yeah? So have you had a good weekend? Did you hide Easter eggs at home, too? Does Easter Bunny come at the house? Yes? Some of you are shaking your head, yes? Easter Bunny coming to the house? How about you guys over here? Does the Easter Bunny come to your place, too? These guys got all matching clothes on over here. Somebody's very creative. That's Stephanie, all right. Oh, are you going to come to me? Yeah, she hasn't been coming to me. She's too shy. Oh, you're just showing me your eggs, right? You showing me your eggs? Oh, that's pretty colorful. Oh, you want to come? Oh, perfect. Yes. Grandma's now in heaven. Hi. Say happy Easter. Happy Easter.
You want to go say hi over here, too? They got to be able to see you over here. Say hi. Yeah, look at all of them. They're all waving over here. Say hi. Oh, this is fun. Can we just keep doing this? Yes. Hi. Can you say Happy Easter? Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh, blow kisses. Blow kisses. Mwah. Ah, that's good enough for everybody, I think. Woohoo! Right? Oh, there you go. Oh, yes. Yes. All right. I would like to keep doing this. Wait, but we're not on the air yet. Oh, we're about ready. All right. I guess I'll give her back. Oh. You want to stay with me this morning? You gonna go to mom? Nope. All right. We'll see how long this lasts, mom. All right, when that light goes on,
yeah.
Almost ready. They must be having a lot of news today. We'll just walk up together, won't we?
Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I'm Angela Lasecki, worship leader for this morning. Our acolytes for this morning are Audrey and Adeline. So please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for worship. Got a bonus worship leader up here this morning. Please stand as you are able for our praise song, number 2026.
Let's get excited. Halle, 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 luya. Halle, halle, halle.
Standing for our call to worship. Congregation will respond in the bold print. Listen to the glad shouts of victory in the dwellings of God's people.
The Lord's mighty power has done it. His power has brought us victory.
I will not die. Instead, I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you who have sent Jesus into the world to suffer, die, and rise again for our sake, help us to experience your transforming resurrection power within our lives and ministry. We offer our prayers in the name and spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please remain standing for our opening hymn, number 302, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
You may be seated. And now the interpretive choir is going to come forward.
Yeah.
Amen. What a great job. You always do a good job. And so now we're going to have the kids come forward for our children's message. And lights come back on. Hi, guys. What a great job. Didn't they do wonderful? Yeah. It's good to see all of you. You what?
I'm sitting next to you.
You're going to sit next to her? Okay. She's going to sit right there, it looks like. Maybe not for very long. You know, last week I was reading a story. Remember that? And we stopped at the middle of the story. Well, we have to finish the story, don't we? Yes, we have to finish the story. So Abner was the donkey. And the little boy was saying, "That's my colt." Uh-huh, I see where you're going. The week passed filled with Passover celebrations. We were retiring for the night when our neighbor burst in with terrible news.
Hi.
They've arrested Jesus. There are plans to kill him. All Jerusalem is in an uproar. I was not the only one to cry that night. Why would anyone want to kill the master? Sleep would not come to me. And by morning, I knew what I had to do. I waited for my parents to leave our house, and then I untied Abner. Remember, Abner's the donkey? And headed for Jerusalem. I would let Jesus ride my colt far away to safety. So here is Abner, the donkey. It's cute. Yes. Some donkeys are really cute, aren't they? As soon as I entered the city, I knew something terrible had happened. Women were crying in the street. People streamed down from the hill to Golgotha. Suddenly, the sky turned black. The wind tore at the earth. People screamed. It felt like the end of the world. As lightning sliced the sky, I looked forward toward Golgotha. Three crosses stood on a hill, and in the center was Jesus. Crucified. He died. There's the crosses. Jesus was on the cross. There's the donkey too, right there. Jesus is right in the middle, isn't he, with the other two. Oh, I think she's just back there helping herself, isn't she? For days, I refused to leave my bed. I felt in some way it was my fault. Maybe if I hadn't been so selfish. Yeah, she knows where the candy is, doesn't she? Matthias, come! There was something in my mother's voice. Joy? My father knelt at my side. Matthias, he is alive! The Master Jesus has risen from the tomb. Here's his dad telling him. Yes, you'll get one in a minute. In a minute. Gotta listen to the story first. Okay? I climbed onto Abner's back, and off we raced to Jerusalem. Abner didn't stop until he reached the tomb in the garden, and a young woman stood nearby. "Is it true?" I called to her. "It's true," she cried. "Jesus Christ has risen from the dead." There they are at the tomb. So Abner's mane flew, tickling my cheeks, making me laugh. The master had ridden here on my colt. Now I galloped through the city on our colt, shouting the good news. Hallelujah, he lives. Isn't that a great story? So this morning I have something for all of you besides a children's bulletin. What do I have here? Eggs. So take one, and then we'll pass the little basket around. You can pick out your color. Can you take the whole thing and pass it on? Let's see. Let's let everybody get one. Oh, not the flowers. You can have an Easter egg. Take an Easter egg. Yeah, let's see what's in them. Oh, well, let's wait till everybody gets one. And then I'm going to ask you what's in it. You pick one out. Take one. Oh, man, there's too many choices. Everybody have one? So what's inside? Nothing? So why would I give you an empty Easter egg? That's right. It is just like the tomb. Easter is all about Jesus not being in the tomb. It's an easy... There's one that's a different color, isn't it? It's an Easter tomb, and it's empty to help you remember that Jesus is alive. Can we say that? Jesus is alive. Right, let's... That's right. You got it. Jesus is alive. All right, so let's pray. Can you pray with me? Say, dear God, thank you for Jesus being alive. Amen. Amen. Okay, so... Oh, my goodness, you got your little guy coming out. There's your bulletin. Oh, there's two of them there, isn't there? Yep. Okay, I think your sister's... Oh, yes. Take... Oh, you got one for... Okay, I know she's getting ready. All right, take two for you guys. All right, who else needs a bulletin?
Here, I'll give an egg for your sister.
Okay, get an egg for your sister. She's changing. Okay, all right. Anybody else? Come get your bulletin. There you go. All right. Now I got to get up. The choir is now going to sing, and now is Christ risen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Testament reading this morning is Psalm 118, verses 1 through 2 and 14 through 24. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen. Special music today is by Kylie.
Shout out. so proud of our young people.
And thanks to those leaders who are bringing them up to share in their passion. It's just great. Today we're praying for Sanilac Florist and Interiors as our business for the community. We also, from our children, they always write a prayer request, and theirs today is, "Thank you, God, for my dog, Stella." That's from Corbin. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, it's truly exciting to be able to see our young people doing the ministry and singing of your love, to sing joy, to move and dance in a way that shows their understanding of what it means to die on the cross and to be raised from the dead. We pray, Lord, that all of us can get it, that we can understand and celebrate this day, remembering what Jesus has done for us, to take our sins upon that cross, that we may be forgiven, that we may have hope for the future, to have eternal life. Lord, we can't praise your name enough on this day and every day. As we come before you, Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers and have mercy on us, praying for all of those who are hurting, who have lost loved ones, who are ill, recovering from surgery, facing surgery, for those who struggle financially, struggle with finding a job, struggle in relationships. Lord, there's many that are listed on our prayers in the bulletin, but also in our hearts. And we ask, Lord, that you heal and touch to bring peace and comfort, to be with those in Ukraine and Russia as the war continues on, the devastation of so many lives that have lost, their homes that are gone, the hunger they feel, and the fear. Lord, you are risen indeed. Reach out your hand and pour out your Holy Spirit on them, that they may be safe, they may be restored. And as our church and our community and throughout the world, we ask the same. That we follow you, that we're faithful, that we're obedient, that we can know you and to witness to others of your love. It is this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus, who taught us together to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Would you please stand as able as we sing "In the Garden"?
Thank you.
Please remain standing for the reading of the gospel. John 21-18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a sinner, just like us. Jesus had taken away seven deadly sins from her, as well as other things that she had sinned. Yet she was one of Jesus' close friends. Because as we know, when he dies on the cross, he forgives. He had already forgiven Mary Magdalene for all that she had done. And she loved him. In that culture and in that time, I had said this for those that are at the 8 o'clock service, you get to hear it again. She had the culture in that day when somebody was crucified, they could not, on the Passover weekend, they could not stay hung on the cross. They had to put them in the tomb because they couldn't be hung at nighttime. So when Jesus had passed, they put him in a tomb that was closer to the skull of Golgotha. Now, when I was in Israel in the Holy Land, I got the privilege of going to two different places. One was a place more outside of town. And they took us in, and we got to go into the room where they said, "This is the spot that Jesus lay." It was kind of a slab. We got to go in the room and walk around and leave. I felt absolutely nothing. Then we got on the bus and we went over to the place where it was right next to the skull of Golgotha, a tomb, that the stone was rolled away. And there we got to duck and go in this little tomb. And I felt the presence of our Lord there, knowing that I surely believe that this is the spot where Jesus lay. The linens were still there. I still get goosebumps because I believe it's true, as the scriptures say. See, I believe it for two reasons. A, I felt the presence of our Lord. And secondly, I believe it because it was the closest tomb that was near the skull of Golgotha, and they would have had to hurry and put him in. Therefore, I don't believe they took him all the way across town. Also, in that culture, then the ladies, Mary Magdalene, for this scripture, in Luke, it was three other ladies that went to the tomb to prepare him for a proper burial with their spices. And I think about them going, wondering, how did they think they were going to roll that stone away? Or did they think there was guards there that took that stone and would move it for them? But we're talking big, heavy stone. Yet they went because that was the faithful tradition to do. We are going to go take care of our Lord Jesus Christ, our friend, and get him prepared for a proper burial. But as Mary Magdalene got there, the tomb was already opened. And she wondered and fretted and was afraid. Where is he? Where have you laid my friend Jesus? Has he been taken somewhere else? She goes and she tells Peter and the beloved that Jesus loves is John. And John runs, looks inside. Peter runs and he goes inside. You know, that's Peter. Peter likes to do whatever else no one else does. He runs inside. The cloths are there, but there's no Jesus. Jesus is not in the tomb. Where have you laid him? Where have you laid him? As Mary asks. And she looks in once more and she sees the two angels. Now, if you don't believe in angels, read the Bible. Because there's angels that appear all over the place in this time and in the time when he is born, as well as other times. I believe in angels. And the angels were there in their white, gleaming clothing. Who are you looking for? And then who she thinks is the gardener. She asks, where have you put him? Just tell me so that I can go take care of him. Can you just hear the exasperation in her voice? Just tell me so that I can take care of the duty that I am supposed to be doing. My friend, my loved one. I just want to put him to rest in the proper way. Please give me his body. What she didn't realize is that who she was talking to was Jesus himself. He is alive. It is witnessed in our scripture. He is alive. Amen? And when he speaks her name, Mary, she recognizes his voice. Because he called her by name. Do you see, Jesus knows each one of us by name too. And he calls each one of us by our name to follow him, to let us know, to witness to us. He knows us and asks us to follow him. He knew Mary's name as he knows our name. And he called her, and when he called her, she responded right away, Rabboni. Excuse me. Gotta not do that to my voice. Rabboni, meaning teacher. She recognized who he was. As we go a little bit later in our scripture, Jesus actually says, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believed. Mary, Peter, John are witnesses of the truth. of our scriptures. They are firsthand witnesses that Jesus is alive and tells us. So what do we do with this message? We are to go and tell others that this story is not just a story. It's not just a book. It's the Bible, it's truth. And to share it with other people who can know that Jesus Christ is alive and we have seen him. As we look around the world at the sunset, at the scriptures, at our family, a newborn, our animals, have you seen Jesus? For Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Would the ushers now please come forward for a morning offering. and as able. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, yet rose again that we may live. So accept our gifts out of our abundance that we can give to you to witness, to share your love with others, that they may know you as Lord and Savior. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Our closing song is Up From the Grave, He Arose. Thank you for sharing Easter with us this morning and those that are on the radio. We pray that we will continue to follow Jesus, for he is alive, and to share the good news. Now go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.